Warning, this channel uses explicit language and subject matter. Any political views do not reflect this channel's ideals, and any similarities to persons or places are coincidental. Listener discretion advised. You're listening to Maximo Horror.
Alright guys, this is Maximum Horror, just letting you know that horror movies have a tradition of covering hot topic items, and on this podcast we plan on talking about them. If we make any jokes about them, or have a crude sense of humor, I just want to assure you that we're not trying to make fun of anyone's religion or political views, we're just here having fun.
Hey there guys, you're listening to Maximum Horror. Sorry if you guys hear any background noise. My little sister here has some leprechauns running around, so bear with us, okay? Today's topic, we are going to talk about zombies. All right, guys, we're going to start with the classic zombies right now. We're going to go through a couple different types of zombies and how you think we might survive them. So we have our classic zombies, ain't that right, Punk?
Mm-hmm. Right. So the main things I think that we'd be looking at about the zombies is just going to be broken up into physical, you know, their physical abilities, their strengths, their rate of decay, speed. We'll get more into detail later, but just kind of something that we're going to cover, their intelligence. You know, different zombies have different abilities. It's just interesting to see how some of the classic zombies are a little bit slower, or perfect examples, Return of the Dead zombies.
But let's start classic first, all right? So, if you were a classic zombie, we got to take a few things into consideration. They're slow moving.
Classic zombies, like, point of reference for... Because you say classic, there's a span between... Some people consider 80s movies classics, and I consider more like the original Night of the Living Dead. To me, that's a classic. But to some people, they look at Chucky and say, as an 80s movie, that's a classic.
All right, well, so how about let's start with Dawn of the Dead. Zombies, all right?
Okay. All right. Original Dawn of the Dead?
Yes. So they're, for the most part, they're just slow zombies. They got minor intelligence. Few of them are able to use tools or know how to open gates or doors. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
You know, they're basically, you got to shoot them in the head to kill them, or they keep moving. Shooting them or burning them will slow them down, but overall, they won't die. As far as we can tell, as far as transmission goes with these zombies, it's a bite that's required to make someone else turn into a zombie. We see this with the little girl in the basement. And then when it comes with the remake, it's not really much different. Those zombies also follow the same rules. So if we flip back and forth between the original and the remake, the zombies I don't feel are that different.
We also have to keep in mind, you know, the original was made in 1978, and it was a great movie. And that's what I loved about the remake, was that they stuck true. Remake came out in 2004. So that's a pretty big difference in time right there, like a good 30 years, 34 years jump in time. And they stuck true to what type of zombies, which I appreciated. Kind of just, you know, like you said, these zombies are a little bit slower. They're kind of your average, what I would think would be a more realistic zombie. We had an epidemic and the zombies came out, that's kind of something I think would be most realistic.
Yeah. So then when it comes about surviving it, we're wondering, like, where would you end up, Alex? So when we talk about surviving them, Punk, we're going to talk about where would we hide out?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do about, not only about the initial wave, has to do about A, location. Where are you? When, you know, it hits the fan, what are my resources, where am I? Am I close to home? Am I on the road? Am I in a small town? Am I in a big town, big city, like New York City? And I think that has to do with the wave. I think, in addition to how would I survive the wave, is not only where you are, but also taking into consideration what type of zombies you're dealing with in that location. So for a perfect example, Dawn of the Dead, right? The original and the remake, because they were so, you know, well coordinated, they both came out pretty much the same. I enjoyed how true it came to the original. And in that one, they were stuck in a mall when the initial wave kind of hit, and then they kind of just ran. It was just kind of panic, and then somehow these people ended up at the mall. I don't know. First of all, I don't even know how or why you would even end up in a mall. That does not seem like a good place to go in the first place, but being as it is, And I don't know, I guess on the bright side, the mall has a lot of things you can use on the inside, but as far as, like, tactically, for weapons, for scavenging resources, for things that matter, probably not. If you're lucky, it'll have, like, a Cabela's or a Dick's attached to it, some sort of sporting, you know what I'm saying? Something where you can get, there's a gun section. And I think that would be a lot to do with the wave, is where you are.
All right, well, in the original Dawn of the Dead, they go to the mall because it has food, it has weapons.
The original Dawn, yeah. Because yes, I remember the, I'm not too keen on the original. I saw it only, like, maybe a couple times. The remake, I do remember that one a lot clearer. I thought that one was really good. And I do know that they, and that one was started off with Panic, and then she ran to the mall and met other people who ran to the mall. So I remember that. I didn't know that they had went there originally for food and ammo.
Yeah, but nowadays, Sandra, I get it. The mall doesn't work. You're not going to strangle them to death with this card.
It's too crowded now.
No,
it wouldn't work.
Today, Standard, with those zombies, I think your best bet would be staying at home. They're pretty slow moving. You could fortify your house easy. And I don't think you really have to run from it. It would just be one of those sit, get hold of a gun, and take your time going at it. And still at that, they're slow enough. I think you could do the job with a knife or something like that. I know the human skull doesn't break easy with a knife, but if we're talking about these zombies, if you notice, about anything breaks their head, and when you're talking about those old type of zombies...
Pretty much any zombie. Yeah. Hit it hard enough, hit it right. Hopefully it goes down. But with that, it's going to come, you know, how hard these zombies are to kill. And then that's another thing that kind of separates the cat, like, helps separate what kind of zombies you're dealing with. Another classification, you know? Because, you know, we think about, like you said, they went to the mall because it had food and it had ammo there, which was a great idea in that point to go there. Yes and no, because I think that's a lot of ground to cover. A mall is kind of a big area to protect, you know. Right. But being that they are slow, I guess it kind of poses like it would make sense.
Well, I'd say with the slow ones, you're better off staying home, riding out that initial wave.
The initial wave, yes.
And then robbing your neighbors.
Robbing your neighbors.
Who says they're going to survive? If everyone's panicking, running away from slow zombies, the neighbor's house is going to most likely be empty. I say the best bet's bunker down, protect your home. Everyone's going to go to crowded areas trying
That's
to escape.
True.
The highways are where all the zombies are.
If you think about it, because
like
the perfect
that.
Comparison for that in real life is the coronavirus. Look what happened. It came out, and people, I don't know why, bought all the toilet paper and all the hand sanitizer, and it's super crowded over there.
Yep.
Doesn't really make sense.
Yep, see, so if it's going to happen, it's going to happen over at the Walmarts and everything. Here, staying home, riding it out is fine.
But riding it out with what you got now. Say the wave hits today. Say zombies break out within the next couple hours. What am I going to do? Definitely not going to anywhere packed, like you said, Sam's, Walmart's, out of the question. Too dangerous, right? Same thing with the gun departments, the stores, the Cabela's. Too dangerous.
No,
people are going
to
swarm it.
Hold on a second. We have enough guns to take
but
care of ourselves.
But not everyone does. And this
See,
is,
and this
and
is
that's
where
the
we
point.
Could hunker down. We're saying about how we would survive. Everyone else doesn't always agree with guns. And maybe they have bad shots with it. Maybe a gun's not the way to go for certain people.
For certain zombies, even. Because, like, look at The Walking Dead. Stealth was necessary. You know, The Walking Dead, they kept real quiet, and they kept the hordes away for the most part. It wasn't until shit got loud that they made it, you know.
Yeah.
All the zombies were there taking down all the fences. So, I don't know. That's a different type of zombie. But going back to the Dawn of the Dead zombies... The initial wave, yeah, you're going to have to ride that out, and they are pretty slow, but how rate of decay is kind of something I think that is important that they don't always mention in the movies, which is kind of, it kind of leaves it open to interpretation, because they never talk about how long are they quarantined in there, how long are they trapped in that mall, and how are these zombies dying if they're not getting food? Are they resorting to cannibalism? Are they getting... you know, dangers from exposure of standing in the sun all day. They are all those zombies, still human, so it raises questions of, you know, exposure, dehydration, other animals, bears eating them, wolves eating them, right. Them eating themselves possibly.
Well,
how would they,
the George Romero,
at that point?
George Romero zombies in the universe, you have movies like Survival of the Dead, where it takes place like years afterward, and the zombies are still exactly the same. They really don't have a rate of decay. They just always continue going.
I always found that very unrealistic. I don't know. It always threw me off because there's got to be you know, regardless of it being a zombie, it has human characteristics. It has to die. And that's where I give props to The Walking Dead. But that one's still a little all right. Inconsistent.
So let's change it over then. To The Walking Dead, what would you do in order to survive those zombies?
Walking Dead zombies? Well, it was kind of... They didn't really... Well, as far as I watched in the show, I kind of lost interest around the time Glenn died, just so people have an understanding of what I saw. After Glenn died, it kind of fell off right there. But they never really mentioned the initial wave. It kind of just started with Rick waking up, and then everyone was kind of already settled down. So I'm assuming that it couldn't have been that bad. The wave couldn't have been that bad. Yeah, maybe in the hot spots like Atlanta, I know that it was really bad because that's where everyone was going. But they seemed to get over it pretty quickly. Rick found his family within, like, 2 months. So that wave couldn't have been that bad. And then seeing how, you know, as that show continues, seeing what kind of zombies they were dealing with, I think those zombies would be pretty okay. I think The Walking Dead was a perfect example. And I think also it's a TV show, so since it has more runtime, it's able to explain things a little bit more in depth. And I like how they brought in, you know, if a zombie apocalypse happened, we're not just dealing with zombies, we're also dealing with other people, you know, people who are going to come, like you said, my next door neighbor, I'm going to take his things. Okay, calm down, Negan. Okay, there's a way of doing things. I would not want to live next to this guy in the zombie apocalypse. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they would be the best. It would be the best situation, I think, The Walking Dead. I think
would
the
be
people,
the best zombies.
I think the people are just stupid because the zombies have a real slow rate of decay, they do, but they show them where they get older, they get moldy, they get all kinds of stuff.
The attention to detail in that show, too. Politically, they bring in the political aspect of trying to reconstruct, you know, and then taking a step back. Even before they established themselves, it was learning how to deal with the zombies. You know, they went from, if you look at, like, season one, they were loud, they were doing their guns, they didn't care, they were constantly moving, you know. And then if you look at, you know, Walking Dead season one versus Walking Dead season, I don't know, towards the end, you know, they're already at Alexandria, they're establishing themselves, they know how to be quiet, they know the dangers of other places, they establish trades between different places. So I think with the zombie apocalypse, I think it goes, and that's why I like The Walking Dead, because it's not just about that, it entails a whole bunch of other things, you know. And I think that goes back to what type of zombie that they're dealing with, you know, because they have pretty dumb zombies, like you said. It's pretty easy.
They're pretty much like cattle zombies. They kind of gather together. They walk in one
direction. Exactly. And then we've seen that a lot in The Walking Dead, where they just kind of hoard them together and then ship them off where they want to go. They direct the zombies where they want to go. So I think that the reason why they're able to get as far as they can in that show is just because the type of zombies they have is low intelligence. The rate of decay, I think that the zombies would die a lot quicker in real life, but of course for the TV, they have to make them, you know. But at least they show, too, the rate of decay, that these zombies do decay, and they even continue to say, oh, it's easy to chop their heads off because, you know, their bodies are so decayed. And I like that attention to detail for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, if you watch it, basically any weapon will work on this zombie. The only thing is you just have to hit him in the head.
Another thing that I think the Walking Dead, reason why the civilizations in Walking Dead were able to come out as great as they were was because, if you think about it, not only what type of zombie, it's like everything starts to come together, because not only the intelligence of that zombie led them to be able to, you know, dupe these zombies, get away from these zombies to recreate, you know, civilization, but the transmission, the rate of the way the diseases spread is also kind of another thing that they didn't have to worry about. You know, I mean, like, not, I mean, yes, if they still got bit, they would get, you know, they would transform right then and there. But I feel like in The Walking Dead, when they revealed that everyone had that disease, and then it wasn't until you were either bit or scratched and or you die, and then you would come back with that disease. And I think that although not everybody got to hear what Jenner heard, you know, and kind
of earlier
on, it
would become common knowledge eventually.
Eventually it did become common knowledge, because then they started, you know, even after their people had died, they would still run the knife gently through their head to make sure they wouldn't come back. So I think that, I don't know, the rate of, you know, figuring out the way that disease is spread also kind of helped them limit how to not let that happen, you know, because they were able to figure out, oh, we're all infected, and once we die, we come back. Then they knew at that point to start, you know, penetrate, you know, kill, you know, post-mortem stabbing there are people in the head anyways.
Stops it from continuously
to continue growing. Imagine a graveyard full of zombies coming out. Oh, that would suck. But they would never caught on to
that. I do have a problem with the transmission in The Walking Dead, because there's a bunch of scenes in this show where they cut open a zombie and the guts fly into his face and everything, and he never turns into a zombie.
I noticed.
They've dipped their arrows in zombie fucking, in zombie pieces, and they shoot someone with the arrow and they become a zombie.
I did notice that, because in the other early on in The Walking Dead, I remember that episode, they're trying to get out. I don't remember exactly. They're stuck in that department store building. It's when Rick first finds the group.
Yeah.
And then they end up going out, they chop up those zombies, they pour their guts on them, and then they walked out and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did think that, what if there was a cut? So, I agree with you, I don't necessarily, there are always inconsistencies in movies, and I think for The Walking Dead, it kind of bugged me with the transmission, was that if they said everyone had it when they died, then it, in theory, why it wouldn't really make sense if a zombie bit you.
It would
speed up the process of it. I mean, if you're already in your system,
well, maybe
it would
it's
be
like,
immune to you.
What if
it?
It's like one of those animal things where they have so much bacteria and nastiness in their mouth? It's not a zombie infection that's speeding it up, but bacteria that's killing you. Kind of like when it comes to those like Komodo dragons or like specific snakes, they bite you and it's the bacteria that kills you, not so much the bite itself.
But bacteria doesn't make people rabid.
No, but it kills you, and then the zombie virus would take over, and you would become
after
the zombie.
After that, once we kiss you in a weakened state, I could see how that would make sense, too.
All right, then. So I think for The Walking Dead, you say community would be the best way to survive it, how they're doing it.
Yes, for zombies like that. Stupid zombies, coming out. I think The Walking Dead zombies, maybe not every detail and every aspect, but I'm saying as far as intelligence-wise, I think would be the same as the Dawn of the Dead zombies. I think Dawn of the Dead just focuses more on initial wave, whereas Walking Dead focuses more long-term and the other things that are, that collapse because of zombies.
Yeah, so you'd think, as far as The Walking Dead, you would think it'd be better just to start community if you can.
Long-term, yes. If you survive the initial wave, yes. Long-term after that.
All right, then I guess I'll agree with that one, but...
But then I have a question. So long-term Walking Dead, right? Walking Dead scenario for long-term zombies, for those zombies that are kind of dumb. Slow. But what if we were to look at those World War Z zombies? World War Z has some crazy cracked up cocaine hyper zombies. I don't even know.
Yes, with augmented strength. We'll give them that. Because I don't know if you know this, but it's hard to climb on top of another guy 300 feet.
Why are you climbing on top of other guys? First of all.
It's part of the job description. You know where I work.
But I could see that. I can understand. Well, where was it? I haven't seen that one in a long time. Is that the one with Brad Pitt?
Yeah, that's the one with Brad Pitt.
Okay,
because
I remember
it takes 13 seconds for them to transform.
Oh, okay. Yes, you said that, and then I saw Brad Pitt. Oh, whew, had some hot flashes over here. But anyhow, Brad Pitt. I remember him in that movie now because I remember in the initial wave when they're in I don't know where they are, but some sort of crowded city. People, wild. How would you survive a wave with zombies of that caliber?
This, and
are they intelligent? They are, aren't they? Or are they?
No, they're just rabid fucking.
They're just super strong.
They're just rabid. They'll go for anything.
They're not, so they don't. They don't have intelligent. Because I don't remember.
No, they're just fast moving, nonstop. Like if they see a thing, they'll go until they get it. Kind of zombie. But so, World War Z zombies. I know we're talking about how we would survive the different types of zombies. Given what the biggest flaw in World War Z was, is that they do not attack sick people or people with life-threatening diseases.
That was weird.
And to be honest,
kind of dumb.
AIDS, Hep C is one of the fastest-growing diseases in America right now. I do not think that these zombies would have ever really started. They would have gotten the minority as far as the majority. Because... So we were looking this up real quick, and we were figuring out that 6% of the world has respiratory infections. This is, with the pandemic going on right now, too, this would include things like the coronavirus.
And this was, and this 6% actually comes from 2015. 3.2 million people died. With this new corona coming out, we'll see. Those numbers are going to spike.
You gotta figure there's also cancers. There's, a bunch of other different diseases that Americans have. Diabetes, which is a fatal disease too.
Respiratory respiratory infections are actually number three leading cause of death in the world. And, you know, respiratory infections aren't just limited to, of course, coronavirus or asthma. They include things like influenza, the flu, you know, pneumonia, bronchitis, things like that. And those are, you know, once you look at it like that, respiratory infections, say, oh my God, there's actually kind of a lot of respiratory infections if you think about it. You know, 3.2 million people in the world would be, you know, sick at that point, would be terminally sick. They would have, you know, it's an infection, it's a disease.
The only problem they would have is killing themselves, because in that movie, they literally, like, part the wave to go around that person.
Yes, they do. So the zombies are aware, for whatever reason, I don't know if it, maybe this new infection that the zombies are infected with gives them some sort of sense, some sort of abilities. Something in them can identify sick people and stay away from them. And they stay, like you said, they stay clear away from them. Now, I don't know if that's because they're afraid. Maybe zombies' immune systems are low. Because if you think about it, they are decayed, they are reanimated, they're not functioning at full ability. But then again, maybe not, because we see World War Z zombies are pretty, you know, jacked up. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how super hyper zombie. So my point being with the respiratory illnesses and, you know, so many millions of people a year getting infected by this, the fact that these type of zombies stay away from them would lead you to believe that, what leads me to believe that there's millions of, you're telling me there's millions of people who are not infected, and the zombies are immune to these zombies, even being attacked by these zombies, stay away from them. So you're telling me of these 3-4 million people, nobody had the courage to do something? I mean, it makes sense because, you know, once these zombies broke out, everyone started to retreat into communities. They built large walls and they just kind of bubbled themselves in, right? And yeah. What could they do? Because, that, I mean, given the ability, the physical ability of these zombies, that's kind of the only option you can. Just bear down, bunker down, and just wait.
The
3 million people who were not infected and the 3 million people who are not being attacked because these zombies, for whatever reason, don't have interest in them, why weren't they going out there and killing these zombies? Why weren't they suiting up already for whatever, they're terminally ill or whatever, sickness, whatever they got. Why aren't they the ones taking initiative? I'm just saying, if I was sick and the zombies left me alone because they knew I was sick, I had some sort of disease, and there were people out there who were, you know, these zombies flock, and we see in the movie, they flock, they flood these people, and I'm out here on the outside doing what? Hi, zombies. Just seeing the zombies run out in my front yard. Oh, look, they're going chasing those other people.
No, think about it. Because
get them, guys.
Chances are the rest of your family might not be sick. The best place for you to be is in front of your front door so they won't come in.
That is actually true. That is true. But I guess you wouldn't know. Well, I guess if you knew you were sick, then you knew you were fine. But if you weren't sick, and then could you imagine kind of the despair of that moment of, here come all the zombies, and they leave you alone? You're kind of like, ooh. Okay,
this zombie, you would have to go full survival mode, I think. Your best bet for surviving these zombies is literally just get in your car and drive straight into the, well, we have a desert over here. You guys might have forest or whatever. But for us, it would be just drive straight out into the desert and survive off little bunny rabbits and everything.
But gas?
Gas. You drive until you're dead.
Drive until you're dead.
Or drive until the car dies on you.
And then you'll be stranded in the middle of nowhere.
And use half your tank, and then use the half the tank to come back when you need it.
No, I know. This is some Texas heat we got here. I know. I'm definitely going to take my chances with the zombies and not out there.
No, not out there.
That is too much.
Take
heat.
A shovel.
That is fine.
Take a shovel. Fill in one of those coyote holes. You could sit in there when you get hot in the day.
They won't mind. At least keep down the coyote population around here. Cut down on that. But
on top of that, we have a lot of farmland out here. Go with the farmers.
The
farmers and cows, yes.
And then that too. Imagine the impact zombies would have on livestock. They would eat, a cow's not going to know to run. They'd eat all your cows. That would suck. I just thought of that right now. I started talking about cows, now I'm over here thinking about what kind of, we face starvation, and we're going to have to come up with agricultural again.
Yeah, but as far as World War Z goes, I think your best bet is straight up run into the desert.
Well, fortunately for World War Z, they kind of protected, and then you would, in reality, you would protect the CDCs, right? The places that have the ability to stop this. So, like, when Brad Pitt went and he was there, and I don't remember, he injected himself with something.
Yeah, he injected himself with a disease so they wouldn't come after
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I remember something like that. I don't know. That part doesn't sit right with me. I have so many questions. Like, why do they not attack other people who are sick? And the people who aren't sick and the people who aren't being attacked, why aren't you doing anything to help the people who are stuck in that bubble because they can't move, you know?
Okay. So, I changed my mind. You might be right. Running into the desert might not be the best idea to survive this. Running to the hospitals would be.
Getting some sort of disease.
Because you'd have so many. No, you'd have so many sick people around in a hospital.
Nobody's
gonna
go over there.
No one's gonna jump in there for the one human when there's a bunch of humans everywhere else.
And then this also gets me thinking too. If you think about it, if we're gonna talk about survival of the World War Z kind of zombies, it just hit me. Kind of going back to The Walking Dead, just pulling this idea. They put zombies around the perimeter of their communities so that other zombies smell them, and then they go away, right? Yeah. And then it's kind of a good idea, and then eventually, you know, they didn't chop their arms off and took off their mouth, their jaw, and eventually they lost the will to want to eat. And
yeah.
They were kind of like friendly little zombies. They were garden gnomes.
These
you know?
Were slow zombies, you got to remember
yes,
that. Try to imagine doing that with the fast-paced moving zombie that you got to have like three people to hold
yes.
down.
But you can't tell me that they have never caught a couple of them. A couple of them. All you need is a couple of them, you know? I don't know. I'm not saying it'd be easy, and that's going to be a whole other, you know, I Am Legend topic on how I'm going to trick him to capture him. But we'll get there. That's going to be a whole other topic. But if you were able to capture these, and I would, if I was in those societies, or, like I said, those 3-4 million people who aren't infected and who aren't being, somehow come into terms with these guys, somebody captures some zombies, and instead of, Brad Pitt injected himself with that, and then they kind of stayed away from him after that, instead of injecting these nasty diseases into the humans that are totally fine, why don't they somehow invest in capturing these guys, inject them with those diseases, they're already dead, they're already, you know, and kind of do the same thing, put them around the perimeters, chop their arms off, of course, or figure some sort, or maybe just keep them in a cage, some sort of containment, not necessarily chop their arms off in their mouth, but some sort of containment, maybe chain them to the wall, or something like that, to ward off the other ones if they smell that disease. Because you were saying to hide in a hospital because it's filled with disease, so it would mask the smell of the human.
Good ones.
But if you think about it, the communities that they had in World War Z were giant cities, with little walls. Even if you were to separate people into hospitals, like, who's to say if they can smell through that? Like, do you think that they would be able to?
Well, I guess you're right, because that was a giant wall they had in World War Z, and they knew the humans were
on the other side.
And they still went at it. So I guess you're right. They have, like, a hide-in sense.
Well, maybe they can instill some sort of scratch and sniff on the wall, and it smells like disease. I don't know. Get the zombies away. Something like that. That's what I'm saying. That's something that I would definitely be, well, I think, when it comes to surviving, it's going to come down to how smart you are, your resources, scientifically, you know, like, you're going to have, and that's what you're going to rely on science to get you out at that point, you know, biological science, vaccines, cures, aside from that, you're going to need a whole bunch of, so many things go into it.
All right, guys, so, pick up with us on our next episode, Zombies Part 2, and we're going to continue to cover a few more of them, like 28 Days Later, and, you know, your favorite Nazi zombies, Return of the Dead.
I Am Legend, everyone's favorite.
And I Am Legend. All right, guys?
Entanglement.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. This is my first episode. Sorry if the editing was a little off, but I'm going to try to get better at it. So stick around for more episodes, and, you know, you're listening to Maximum Horror.